Good afternoon and welcome out to Pizza Ranch for the KXEV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe Bearcat Coaches Show as we are putting a bow on the winter sports season here this week. Only one more event coming up for Northwest Missouri State Indoor Winter Sports. That is indoor track and field heading off to the national championships. They left today. They're going to get underway in Indianapolis coming up Thursday. The national championship meet will last through Saturday, and so the Bearcat teams coming off a couple weekends ago, the MIAA meet, both teams finishing second, scoring well over 100 points each as a team, and so a good contingent of athletes heading to Indianapolis with head coach Brandon Masters, a chance to bring home some hardware for that. So that's the only thing we have left winter sports-wise coming up here at Northwest. Wrapped up the basketball season previous week on Wednesday. It was a loss for Northwest Missouri State in the first round of the MIAA tournament in women's basketball. That was a 59-50 setback to Missouri Southern. So the Bearcat season comes to a close with a 15-15 record, and they were 8-11 in MIAA play. Coming up in just a bit, we'll hear from Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach Austin Meyer as we kind of go through the season and what was for Northwest Missouri State on the hardwood. Elsewhere, coming up, we will hear from Northwest Missouri State baseball coach Tony Jandrin, a huge sweep of Washburn over the weekend. Remember, a couple weekends ago, it was a sweep to the hands of Missouri Southern. The Bearcats lost three in a row, but they took two of three their following week against Concordia St. Paul. Then they came out, they took three from Washburn on Saturday through Monday, and so the Bearcats won 5 of 6, and they're getting set to take on William Jewell tonight on the road for Pittsburgh State Friday through Sunday. We'll hear from Northwest Missouri State softball as the Bearcats will be hosting Rogers State and Northeastern State coming up this weekend. They dropped a couple the previous weekend to Augustana, the seventh-ranked team in the country, but tight games. We'll hear from head coach Naomi Tellez and senior Lily Filger coming up in just a little bit. Also hear from Northwest Missouri State head golf coach Lathan Croy as the Bearcats got the spring season underway a week ago. That was in Edmond, Oklahoma. They're getting set to head off to Warrensburg for a tournament coming up next Monday and Tuesday. And also today we've got Northwest Missouri State tennis. They're on the road wrapping up a swing through Texas and Oklahoma. They'll be battling Southeastern Oklahoma State today, so we'll have more on Coach Rosie and tennis coming up a little bit later on in our sportscast this evening at 5:27, but they're on the road, so won't be on the show with us today. We'll also get an appearance from Northwest Missouri State Athletic Director Andy Peterson as we go throughout today. So a lot coming up for you over the next hour. We'll take a break and dive in with Bearcat Golf here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back out to Pizza Ranch here for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Northwest Missouri State Golf got underway the previous week, the Diffie Ford Lincoln Invitational down in Edmond, Oklahoma, as Northwest Missouri State finishing 10th in that tournament. Paige Hoffman tied for 10th individually, and we're talking with head coach Lathan Croy. Lathan, thanks for coming on and chatting with us here just a little bit, but good chance to shake off the rust, kind of get back outdoors. Last time we spoke, it was the first chance to even practice outdoors a couple days before heading off to Edmond. What did you take away from that opening tournament?
They did a lot of good things. you know, conditions weren't ideal, especially first one coming out of winter, not getting to play a lot of golf. Some pretty high winds, a lot of gusty winds, which can make golf obviously really tough. When you get a consistent wind, you can kind of play for it and stuff like that. But it was a swirling wind, and it gusted on Tuesday up to about 35. So just not super ideal conditions, but they battled their tails off. And we had a couple unusual situations that happened throughout the tournament that, you know, you can count on just being from rust and not playing competitive golf for a while. But no, a lot of good things overall. I was really proud how they battled the second day, moved up the leaderboard to 10th, and yeah, Paige had another top 10 finish, so really proud of her as well.
Paige is kind of just the picture of consistency, right? When you think about going out and finishing 10th for the 22nd time in her career, I think she had, what, a tournament high 8 birdies on the day as well. I mean, what is it about Paige that you can kind of just pencil her in every time? Like, all right, we know she's going to be near the top.
She is one of the best drivers of the golf ball that I've ever seen in person. She just doesn't ever get herself in trouble. She's going to hit fairways. She hits it a really long way, especially for someone of her size. I mean, she's always one of, if not the longest in her group, playing against a lot of the ones and twos at other schools. So she just gives herself so many looks and so many chances to score. And yeah, when her putter gets hot, she can roll it in.
Paige is going to be Paige no matter what. When you think about the days overall, and you talk about the weather and the conditions there, do you kind of try to tell everybody, listen, the score is going to be what the score is, just play golf and know that these reps are going to be a lot more meaningful as we get deeper in the season?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, like, we talk about the conditions. So obviously down there at Kicking Bird, par 70. When you're talking kind of relative to conditions, you're like, okay, you know, today par is probably closer to, you know, 74 or 75. So just because, you know, let's say you shoot 78, that isn't really relative to the par of the actual golf course. You got to kind of account for the conditions and the scoring average for the whole field, versus just exactly what you're doing. And it's just kind of staying in that present mindset. We kind of talked about how just control what you can control, control your attitude, control your decision making, and control, you know, being taking shot at a time. And if some unfortunate happens, you just kind of let it roll. Like, we haven't played a lot of golf, and that stuff's gonna happen.
You know, when you take it like that, too, that kind of makes Paige's scores look that much better, 76 and a 74 the 2 days there, respectively. Maddie Schlafer is one that you expect a lot out of, and she's had a good career throughout. A tough first day, but then she knocks off, what, 9, 10, 11 strokes in day two. How much of that is just, it is difficult. It's such a mental game, and you're battling the weather, too. Come out and hit that reset button and don't allow what happened yesterday to affect you today.
Yeah, absolutely. Maddie got herself into a situation the first day, really had two bad holes. One especially that is just, you know, completely uncharacteristic and just kind of a compounding of unfortunate events that happened. And we had to talk about, you know, how mentally tough are you? Second day reset, obviously in the team score, you know, that first day doesn't matter for the second day score. So she would tell you she wasn't swinging it as well as she would have liked. But to see her come out the second day and just battle and grind, and especially in tougher conditions on the second day to put that score together, I was just extremely proud of her.
How much do you see some of those younger players, and you've seen Lauren play really well and Lexi, but how much are they kind of looking up and seeing how them, Paige and Maddie, are carrying themselves, that is going to benefit down the line?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've said it all year. I couldn't ask for two better senior leaders to have as my first year as a head coach. They make my life so much easier because it's just those two do everything the right way. They do it by the book. They work so hard. And that's kind of the culture that they want to leave behind, and they're doing just that. And, you know, we're going to be a young team probably in the future, just with losing those two. And Kayla will do a great job next year filling those shoes because she's watched how they've worked and they've kind of taken her under their wing. And hopefully, you know, that trend just keeps going.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State Golf with head coach Lathan Croy as the Bearcats next week heading off to the Midwest Intercollegiate. That's going to be played in Warrensburg, Missouri. Excuse me, Lathan, once a year at least, the Bearcats are getting out to Warrensburg and playing that. The last time you were there, finished sixth as a team. They set a record through 18 holes for the Bearcats. Is this just one of those that you just feel comfortable about being in Warrensburg and you get good results?
Yeah, I mean, all around, it's besides, you know, when we travel to St. Joe Country Club in St. Joe, it's basically our shortest road trip almost that we have every year. So it just kind of makes life a little bit easier, less time in a van, less time traveling. It's a course that they're familiar with. And it's really one that's scoreable if you put the ball in play in the right positions. And yeah, we had great success there the last time we were there. Obviously, our three freshmen haven't played there, so there'll be a lot of work in the practice round, you know, a lot of questions for Maddie and Paige about, you know, where we need to hit it, this and that. But no, I'm super excited to get down there. I personally love that golf course. I think 18 is one of the coolest finishing holes that they get to play with the island green and things like that. So really excited for it. Hopefully the weather works out. Hopefully we get some good weather.
I was going to say, aside from Mazingo, I assume Ewells National Golf Club has to rank pretty high just on how nice it is as far as a coach going to approach it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it's first class in terms of the hospitality that they give the players and things like that. And, yeah, it's just truly it's a great course to go play. I've never gotten to play it, but it's on the bucket list to get down there and play personally.
So we're going through this week at spring break on the Northwest campus. So that kind of sends students out to different locations, whether that's staying here in town or going back home or an actual trip. But, you know, you got next Monday and Tuesday, you've got Warrensburg. Following that, you've got the Hardscrabble Invitational down in Fort Smith, Arkansas, so a couple back-to-back weekends. How big is that to say, all right, let's kind of get back into the swing of things with only four tournaments left?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The spring season flies. I mean, it basically starts, you blink, then it's over, especially with conference being a week earlier than it usually is there in mid-April. They're playing a ton of golf. I mean, they are playing golf every day right now, and so, you know, hopefully we're swinging it well when it matters most, and golf's all about peaking at the right time. So hopefully we get hot when we need to, kind of like we did at the back end of the fall, and all those reps kind of come through there at the end.
Bearcat Golf off to the Midwest Intercollegiate this upcoming Monday and Tuesday down in Warrensburg. Lathan, thanks so much for the time. Good talk with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Northwest Missouri State Head Golf Coach Lathan Croy with us. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MarryvilleForum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back onto the Bearcat Coaches Show as Northwest Missouri State softball back home this upcoming weekend, opening up conference play. Rogers State on Friday at 2 and 4 o'clock. And then Northeastern State will be in town at noon and 2. We're talking with head coach Naomi Tejas, also senior Lily Filger with us today as well. And, Coach, before we dive too deep into talking about the previous weekend and the upcoming games, I believe Lily wanted to give a quick shout-out.
Yes. Yeah, I want to give a quick shout-out to my parents, Liz and Johnny. Thanks for just, supporting me and being on here to listen to me.
Liz and Johnny, thanks for tuning in, and everyone else catching us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. Coach Tejas, I mean, some good support at home, some good parents. That's half the battle about producing some great student-athletes, Lily being one of those here.
Lily being one of them, yep, absolutely.
Has to be kind of fun. Not only the fact that you get to play at home, but you get to welcome in families. A lot of folks making that easy trip down to Maryville to watch their student-athletes.
Yeah, we love having home games, and I think, what was it, just a couple weeks ago, they made a meal for us, and we hung out at their house after a game, so it's always fun to see that.
Very good. Well, the Bearcats coming off a tough weekend. Augustana comes in, seventh-ranked team in the country, a 5-1 win in game one, a 4-3 loss in game two. Those are two tight games against a top-10 team in the country. You're not here for moral victories, but what do you take away from that?
You know, I think the biggest thing is being able to compete with them. Looking at how we played them last year, it wasn't easy. It was honestly a bloodbath. But just being able to compete with them offensively, they have one of the best pitchers in Division II. You know, just to scrape a couple runs off of her was great. But I think from a pitching perspective, being able to keep their offense to not too many runs, you know, Ryan gave up a home run late. But other than that, like, it would be a 3-1 ball game kind of going into that last inning of game one. Game two, same thing with Jaden. We kind of gave up a long ball in a really bad situation. But other than that, everybody else threw pretty well and shut them out.
Lillian, of course, Coach Taya is doing no favors. You're getting Augustina three times within a week. But again, the first one was a 3-1 loss in a very close game, too. What are you seeing from the Bearcats right now that it doesn't matter if it's a top 10 team or a non-conference team or a unranked team, you're going in and really going head-to-head and battling tough?
Yeah, you know, yeah, going up against Augustana three times, I think, yeah, we did take three losses, but at the end of the day, I think we ended up taking wins because, like, that's a really good team that we got to play, and we got to take confidence out of that because I think, you know, we didn't get squashed by these teams. We were staying in it at all times through this, with these teams, and, yeah, we were just able to push through some runs with these teams, never stopping. Like, yeah, Ryan gave up that grand slam, but we were able to punch through and just keep trying to fight through them. So, yeah, I just feel like our confidence is just, growing even more, even though we're losing, which is kind of crazy to think about, just because they are such a good team. We just, like, know that if we can perform with those teams, we can perform with any team.
Yeah, Coach, that kind of feels like what it takes to kind of build up a program and get to where you want to be is compete in these games, but then hit that tipping point where you shove them off the cliff, right? And you've got another one, Roger State, a top 10 team coming in. It's at one point we're going to see the Bearcats take that step and knock off that foe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the coach for Augustana on her way out of town yesterday sent me a really nice text saying, hey, you know, you guys are getting better. Like, we see what you're doing. You're getting better. And it's really nice to hear that, you know, from especially somebody that's, you know, runs a great program and competes at a really high level. But, yeah, you know, it's just we're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. It isn't an easy process, but, you know, our program and the girls in it, like, we'll do anything to try to get us there.
You've talked before about maybe the pitching approach being slightly different this year, and a lot of teams just have a horse. Hey, seven innings, go get it for us.
Yep.
You're kind of building that a little bit different this year and piecing it together. How are the pitchers embracing that? And honestly, to this point, the results are showing.
Right. I think the biggest thing is just being up front with them and letting them know their role. They're all in no matter what. I also think, too, like, they don't fatigue as much. And so they're seeing better results because they're not so tired. But just being up front and them embracing their role, they really have enjoyed that. You know, we get into trouble sometimes, but it's not, you know, oh, I have failed. It's who's going to come pick me up. So.
Well, and when you go through that, the repertoire is going to be different for so many different pitchers. If you're putting two or three different pitchers out there and they're facing a different pitcher every time up, it kind of keeps you on your heels, doesn't
it? Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, like, especially against these big hitting teams, like, how many times can we change it up, change up the look, and just really give them the opportunity to be the most successful.
Northwest Missouri State, 10-11 on the season, coming off a tough weekend against Augustana. This weekend, number 6 Roger State in town for a games at 2-4 on Friday, and then on Saturday against Northeastern at noon and 2 o'clock. Lily, we see what you're doing so far. 403 batting average. You're top 10 in the league in hits and runs scored to this point. You've had such a decorated career at Northwest. Do you find yourself, as you're getting a little bit older, that you're also kind of shifting a little bit and having more conversations with younger players about approach and pitchers and how to handle certain situations during a game?
Yeah, I think overall it's just going up there with confidence and wanting to have fun. You go up there and I think sometimes just going up there with too much on your mind, that just doesn't work out well. I think about it as a kid, you know, my dad always wanted to go out and hit with me, and I just say, take advantage of that. Because sometimes as a kid, I was like, oh, I don't really want to go hit right now. But, you know, I went out there and I did it anyways, and now it's showing in these results now, like, just trust your parents. Want, like, dive into that supportiveness that they're going to give you. Or just go ask your parents to go hit. You know, they're going to love that as well. So I feel like, you know, talking to the younger players, like, go out there, have confidence. Go out there, have fun, and ask people for help. You know, it's you don't always have to just look for that help all the time, you know.
whenever you're locked in and you step up to the plate, you kind of get into a certain zone to where it almost does feel like you're back home and your dad's just throwing your BP and anything coming in, you're hitting.
Oh, yeah. I like to say, like, I get in that box and I like to sing a song. My mom always told me, get in the box, and if you're ever feeling nervous, you just sing a song. And, you know, the first song that pops in my head and I'll sing it, and it always just calms me down. I'm always, after pitch, sometimes I'll turn around and I'll talk to my players. I mean, I am probably the most unfocused person, but focused person in the box, because I have to do that. I just have to calm myself down to be able to talk to my players, you know, just like get in that zone. Because when I'm too locked in is when I start to see like me slip away a little bit.
You know, I always thought you're a player that kind of fit into what coach wanted, but then you said that and I'm like, man, you're basically Naomi Tellez.
No, well, it's funny because like Lily, like she said, like she can have a full on conversation while she's hitting and still be very locked in. And we always tell her, like, you're not like everybody. Like, everybody can't do this, you know? And they do have to be very, very locked in, some of them.
But. Is it looking over your shoulder always to the dugout, or is it sometimes looking at your bat and just talking to yourself?
It's mainly, I will turn around, and usually it's Alexis Brown who's on deck there. I'm not going to lie. And I look at her, and I will tell her, hey, this is what I just got. Or, hey, you're going to need to slow down your feet when you're running through the box. So it's almost just giving the next girl advice, but it's like, am I really just talking to myself? Like, I don't know if Alexis is taking anything in. She probably is, but yeah, it's just like a way for me to just almost cope when I'm in the box. Just like, hey, yeah, Alexis, I just got an inside pitch, so you might want to like look out for that.
I just want one time you to step out, look at Alexis, and say, I'm taking this next one yard, and then stare at the pitcher and just kind of see what she does, get her on edge a little bit, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. I like that. I'm going to have to try that next time.
Northwest softball at home this week, Rogers State on Friday. Coach, is there an advantage to not having a conference game yet? You're the only team that doesn't have any. Everybody else has four.
Yeah.
You got a few more innings under your belt in the non-con. Is that good?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I don't love that we're not going yet, because to me, I just feel like, you know, opening up with Rogers is not going to be an easy task. But, you know, we're going to go compete and see how it goes. And, you know, we'll make up our games here, I think, next weekend, maybe, I think.
Because Nebraska Kearney was to be on Friday, too. So, was that a benefit, or was that throw a wrench in the plans of like wiping that one out?
But for travel purposes, I'm like, hey, we only have to go out there one time. That's knock true. Them out all at once.
Which is the way it should be.
Yes.
Well, that's a conversation for
correct
a later date with a different office. The opposite end, though, you got number six on Friday. You've got a team that is struggling at 0-4 in the league coming up on Saturday. How do you kind of keep the players locked in and not overlooking a Northeastern?
Right. I think, I mean, just looking at from briefly, I haven't really dug too deep, but, like, they can swing it pretty well. They put up really high scores in conference. So, you know, we can't take anybody lightly in conference. Anybody can win any given day, which I think is the beauty of our sport.
Northwest Missouri State softball back home, opening up conference play this Friday and Saturday. Coach Lily, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That is Lily Filger, a senior for the Bearcats. Also, head coach Naomi Tellez with us. We'll take a break and be back with more here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, Broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com. or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Northwest Missouri State basketball wrapping up the season a week ago on Wednesday. We're talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball with head coach Austin Meyer here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Wrapping up the season with a 15-15 mark. Coach Meyer, this was a kind of an odd season, right? Which I guess every season's unique. But just the way it starts out, going 7-1, a tough stretch, and then kind of playing 500 the rest of the way. I don't know if you've had a chance to kind of sit back and diagnose or decompress or what it is, but what are your takeaways from this year?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough year just because of, obviously, the year we had last year and what we had coming back. You know, you think of, you know, a 500 record in year one or two, you're jumping up and down probably with that from where the program was. But it wasn't where we wanted to be this year. And yes, we played a difficult schedule, but where we were in conference, just games that we didn't win against the top teams. And it's been nice to get away from it and you know, roster, take a look at where our roster is. You know, we talked about it early on the year. We just had a huge roster, which moving forward, you know, 12, 13 is probably our number. We had 18 this year. That makes it tough because there's only so much playing time, and we have great kids and good attitudes and all that. But, at the end of the day, when you got that many people not playing, that's a tough thing. And, it was tough. I lost a little joy coaching this year, but got to get it back and just move forward.
Is that the chance to kind of hit the reset button and step away for a little bit before you dive back in, and that kind of lights that fire once again? Because I'd assume whether you're winning 30 games or you're winning 5 games, I mean, it's going to be exhausting and stressful for about 6 months.
Yeah, it is, and you know, obviously you take a couple of days off, and it's a huge time for us right now just because – you know, we have to get some kids in the portal. We're sitting here right now with 8 kids returning. You know, we had 18 on our roster Wednesday night for our game against Southern, and today with our 2025 signees, we're down to 10. And when you look at the year we had, we struggled to score, and we lose 2 kids that scored it for us. So 3 kids that scored it for us. So we have to get scoring. And that's a big thing right now in the portal. We got to go find 3 kids that can score. Now, we're excited about the kids we have returning and the kids that are in our locker room. We feel like it's a group of 2-feet-in kids. We have some red shirts that we feel like are going to be really good players, but that's not proven yet. So we got to make sure we go out and get kids that can score, just because when you look at us outside of CK and Lindsay from a 3-point shooting, we were bad shooting-wise. So you look at outside of those two, if we shoot 4 or 5% higher instead of shooting 20% from 3 outside of them, if you shoot 25 to 26%, which is still not very good, you probably win 3 or 4 more games. Just so that's a huge part of what we're looking for. But like I said, feel really good about the group that we have in the locker room right now.
Wanted to develop some more scoring and also bring in some from the transfer portal, and of course maybe some freshmen step in. But defensively, and again, we talked about it a lot, but kind of that those core two that you have to build around as you go throughout too, a Brooklyn Stanley and a Sadie Moss who played a ton as freshmen. All right, we're going to get scoring from these, and we need these two to continue to be locked down defense and kind of set that tone for the team in that regard. Is that a role as sophomores that you can kind of take on, almost step into leadership spots?
Yeah, definitely, because when you look at, you know, from a returning standpoint, we're pretty young with, you know, 4 freshmen that'll return. Obviously, Ella, Lindsay, Emery. You know, from a leadership standpoint, you know, there's a clear leader in Lindsay Kelderman just because of her attitude and how she relates with everybody, her consistency, how she works, all those things. So we have a clear leader, which I, you know, we had multiple leaders, but there wasn't a ton of clarity on like who is that leader, and Lindsay's going to be great at that. I mean, she's already been doing it, but it's a clear leader. And then yeah, those kids, Sadie, Brooklyn, defensively for us, athletically, had good years, and Brooklyn's one of those kids that, you know, we were in the gym every day. You know, she's making 200-250 threes because she's got to knock down open shots, and you know, that's an area where we feel like she's going to continue to improve. She shot it well in high school, just probably didn't shoot as good as she's capable this year, but that's an area where a kid like that, get her up to 35-40%, you know, she probably doesn't ever come out of the game, you know, because we had a lot of games this year where it was we're struggling to score. Let's go here. But now we're struggling to get defense, where if you can have those two-way players, it makes it that much better. And Sadie's a kid that, shot 60% from the field, can defend multiple positions. And definitely excited about the group we have coming back.
We're talking Northwest women's basketball with head coach Austin Myers. This team wrapped up the season in the MIAA tournament last week. Now, one thing that we've seen, too, you're heading up into year 8 will be next season. So we've seen the progression. But at the same time, if you got 18 girls in the roster like last year, only one of you, that's hard to spread that voice. Some continuity with year 2 under Coach Tucker, I would assume, has to kind of help push things along progressively, too.
Yeah, he's been awesome for us. And I think the biggest he's great with skill development stuff. He's going to be heading a lot of that stuff here in the postseason. And it'll be nice just because we, outside of injuries right now, we're waiting here on Emory. But, we have 6 kids that are here on campus that we can really focus on getting better before school's out. And then definitely a plan for them moving forward to improve. But, yeah, he's an elite recruiter. And with the portal right now and even, into our 26 classes, really excited about the work he's done for us, and then obviously on the floor as well.
You've had so many players that have stuck around for a long time, but now you talk about the opportunity to dive in and probably see a couple kids from the transfer portal coming to Northwest. How much in previous years did you at least look into it, and how much more feet first do you have to be now?
Yeah, we've always looked into it, but we feel like this is a time where we really got to hit. We really got to hit on it and get 2 or 3 of those kids that for whatever reason are leaving other schools, whether it be Division I or Division II. It's tough right now because there's a lot of kids in there, but when a kid goes in there that has the level of talent, maybe the level of scoring that you need, is tough because everybody knows they're in there and everybody else is recruiting them too. So and then you got to pick the timing of it. Of if you got an opportunity to get a kid here, can you get better? But if you what's the how long do you wait? How do you go after kids? So there's a lot goes into it, but it's exciting too right now. We check that thing every 30 minutes, and then if somebody pops in there, you research them, and then you make calls and you connect and you try to get them to campus. And there's some excitement with it too. But I think just for us, just having that smaller roster is definitely going to be a good thing for us.
Of course, you can have kids that you've never talked to before, but you guys cast such a wide net of trying to see who can come to Northwest. You do a lot of recruiting for kids that go elsewhere. Is that an opportunity, too, to where if you made those prior connections, that kind of bridged that gap a little easier?
Yeah, a lot of it comes back to maybe a kid you recruited out of high school that went to this school that's coming back, or the Division I's that are coming back, and the AAU coaches and stuff. And a lot of people keep you in the loop on that stuff even before it happens. Obviously, we're not reaching out to any kids unless they're in the portal. But yeah, a lot of it is a connection, and where you get kids from farther away may be a little bit tougher because it's harder to have those connections. But you try to sell what you can sell, and we feel like we have we have a great campus, great support, a great fan base that comes to the games and crowds and stuff like that. So we feel like even though you may be going toe to toe with 75 other schools, that hopefully you can get in the mix where kids at least want to come to your campus and take a look at it. And we feel like when they come to our campus, we've got a shot.
You wrap up a season that really, I guess, the off season probably began in September. You get all the way to March. It's a long season. How much right now for you from Division II, Division I, NAIA, are you still consuming basketball now as just Austin Meyer, I like basketball?
Yeah.
As opposed to the coach, or do you like, hey, I got to step away?
No, it's fun to watch it. In the season, you're watching so much film and clips and scouting reports and what's the other team doing offensively and individual tendencies that it's nice to just sit back and watch a game as a fan. And obviously watching Drake and talking to Coach Mack, that's been fun. NCAA tournament, you can't beat it. So it'll be fun just to obviously we'll be on the road recruiting and going to junior college stuff and that stuff as well. But yeah, it's nice to just watch it and not have to take notes and write stuff down and save clips and put them in order and send them to Pete, so it'll be nice.
Do you lean over to your wife and say, I would have done this? That's a terrible decision.
Yeah. She's pretty into it too, though. She'll research the portal kids and stuff with us too. And, so yeah, she definitely, has her suggestions as well.
There you go. She's an extension of the coaching staff. So.
She is. She is for sure. Really? She does a great job for us. And, so we may have to move her down to the bench.
There you go. Bearcats capped the season with a 15-15 record. They fall in the MIAA tournament to Missouri Southern. On to the offseason now for head coach Meyer, Coach Tucker, and company as well. And Austin, always great to talk with you. Thanks for coming on the show. I'm sure we'll see you again as we go throughout the offseason.
Yes, Matt, appreciate everything all season long, as always.
All right. One more for you. Royals win the division?
I think they're going to win the division. They got pitching this year. We got, obviously, Bobby, some other young guys coming up. So the division's a lot better than it was 6-7 years ago, but feel pretty good. Feel pretty good about baseball in Kansas City.
They can beat Scooble and Flaherty to win the division, is what you're saying.
Well, don't quote me on it, but I feel pretty
good. It's recorded.
I feel pretty good about it, but we'll have to hear from Colin about the Phillies all year, which, right down the road in Philly is where his team resides.
Well, if you're a front runner, right? The Phillies and the Eagles, all they do, I'm going to be a fan within the last 5 years of them. That's all he does. So,
yep. As long as they win, he'll be on your side.
That's right. Coach Meyer, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach Austin Meyer with us. We'll take a break and be back with more from Pizza Ranch.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back on to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we are now joined by Northwest Missouri State Director of Athletics, Dr. Andy Peterson, with us. Dr. Peterson, good to see you, sir. It's a busy time. We're wrapping up the winter sports season with indoor track and field championships this week, of course, and the spring sports are off and running, even tennis happening right now as we speak. How much is this chaos for you right now, and how much is just kind of enjoying life?
I think it's one and the same. I enjoy the chaos, Matt. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in this profession. It's fun, right? Track and field, especially the group that they've got going to Indianapolis this week. It's a festival year, so it's the track and field championships, the wrestling championships, and swimming and diving all there in Indianapolis. So pretty cool event. Coach Masters and Nikki and Wick took their kids and left yesterday. Actually got out there a little bit early because they do some pretty cool stuff, kind of like an opening ceremonies type of a thing, like you'd see at the Olympics, although it's not that big, obviously. But three, Division II, six, really, if you can count men and women wrestling, men and women swimming and diving, and men and women track and field. So pretty cool event. But, that's going to be the culminating event for us for the winter season this weekend. And then, like you said, everybody else is competing right now, too. Baseball's, getting ready to go here in just a little bit. Tennis is competing right now. Do you have a live score on
I got
tennis?
The SID to my left that's feeding me stats, right?
Is that where John Coffey's at right now? Is he courtside?
He's
on assignment. John Coffey's on assignment.
That's what we're told.
In tennis in southeast Oklahoma. Yeah. So, it's great. Softball, we got home doubleheaders this weekend, conference games that we'll try to fight through some weather stuff and make happen. Golf's going. You talked to Coach Croy earlier. He just mentioned to me the next time he's back on the radio with you, the season will be probably half over, mm-hmm. just because they've already played one. They'll play two more before, conferences early this year because of the calendar. He's probably going to be the first women's golf coach in Northwest Missouri State to take the team to the regional. He probably didn't tell you that. I'll tell you that. As the former coach that wasn't able to get it done, he's going to do it in year one.
You kind of set the path. Now he's pushing it forward.
It's addition. As Coach Tapp would tell me at times, addition by subtraction is a real thing. So going in the right direction there, too. So, yeah, it is. It's chaos. There's a lot going on. But like Colin McDonough has said many, many times, Never worked a day in my life. It's a blast.
Colin, I know, has not worked a day in his life. You grew up on a dairy farm. That's different. But let's talk indoor track and field. Indianapolis, obviously Coach Masters, Coach Segrist, Coach Wick, taking a big group out there, and they've been awfully successful. Both teams finished second in the MIAA championship meet. Now rolling on to this, it just kind of feels like once we send teams to nationals, they typically bring back one or two champs, which is pretty crazy to think about how much this program's continued to grow.
Yeah, and it's, you know, when you have a facility like Hughes Fieldhouse where you can run really stinking fast all winter, you're prepped for that, right? And then you add in Wick and his kind of, I'll say, tenacity with recruiting and training. Coach Masters is probably the best sprints coach in the country, my opinion. But I think you'd be hard to argue and come up with data that says otherwise. And then with Nikki and what she does with her kids, with the hurdles, you know, it's a special time in track and field for sure. But it, like you said, it's been building. It's been building since we built the building. And since Coach Masters has joined, you know, we had some growing pains early on, but kind of back into the flow of, this is his team and his roster and his coaching staff, and they're performing at a really high level right now. You know, so for us at nationals, and they've kind of built the team to compete at nationals, right? We really are having a hard time holding a candle to what Pitt's doing in the league with the size of their roster and their resources and what they're able to do with track and field. And so we've really kind of pivoted a little bit and are focusing on nationals and how we can do there. So, and not to put extra pressure on anybody, that's just kind of how we've done things. We still perform very well, obviously, at the MIAA level, scoring over 100 points on both sides. This is going to be a big weekend for them. I think for the first time in a while, I don't know that we have a favorite out there. I think we are competitive in multiple events. But for us to bring back a couple of national titles, we're going to have to perform really, really well. And I think the kids are ready for that, and the coaches have them prepped.
And somehow they continue to just churn out machines in the 400
that
go toward the relay, but individually too. And you think about that 800, probably the hardest race, right?
Yeah.
It's just grueling. And again, you think about, man, Max and Riley Witt could both go out there and a chance to medal in both of those.
Yeah, and then, you know, Grant Bradley in the 5K or 3K, whatever he's running. You know, on the women's side, there's three or four that I'm not going to bet against them, you know, just because that's just kind of how their mentality. Yeah, to go back, you know, I think it was 2 years ago. It might have been last year. I think it was 2 years ago. We ran 2 4x4s on the women's side simultaneously, and those two times were the top two times in the country at the same time, same race, same team. So we had arguably the 8 fastest runners in the country on our roster. And so it just goes, again, like I said, I don't think there's a better sprints coach in the country than Coach Masters. I just don't. You know, and Wick, Coach Cunningham's done a great job with those long-distance kids. He's got like 40 kids on the cross-country roster. And, you know, in that type of an environment, that stuff that competition is motivating. And those kids are running at a really high level. They're very confident as well. It's going to be exciting to see what they can do this year. I do think our relays have chances. You know, that they're going to have to run well, but I think they can. And the deck's kind of stacked that way that in Division II that you've got to put your best effort forward at nationals to win, to be a national champion, and that's the way it should be. So looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm going to drive out there Thursday and be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and hopefully cheer them on and take some pictures for Colin so that we can, you know, put this thing in the archives, you know.
Be good. The DMRs, both men and women.
Both men and women DNR.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then 4x4s as well. I think all four of those races, we've got a legitimate shot at bringing home national titles. And, you know, you just got to go out there and, as they say, lay it all on the track.
We got Bearcats Director of Athletics Andy Peterson with us. You mentioned before, but baseball's off and rolling. They've won 5 of 6, a good home sweep over Washburn. How do you kind of put this into perspective? Year one, Coach Jandrin kind of feeling his way out, but this team's kind of hitting their stride.
Yeah, just a lot of energy, I think. You know, obviously there's a lot of enthusiasm coming out of him, just with his youth and being a first-time head coach and trying to put his stamp on it. It's been kind of fun. It's, you know, this weekend watching them sweep Washburn, where they had, I will say, big leads in all three games, gave up big leads in all three games, and then were still able to rebound in the eighth or the, you know, bottom of the eighth or bottom of the ninth and get the win. So to be able to put themselves in a situation where we're winning big, that's great, right? Not so good to give up those leads, but then really encouraging, in my opinion, to kind of settle down, compose yourself, and then make the, you know, make whatever play you need to make. Make a big swing, you know, not chase the bad pitch, see a couple of extra pitches, fouling them off, draw a walk, steal a base, you know, hit a home run. Sometimes isn't as easy as it sounds either. But just to make the big plays in those later innings, and it's just going to build confidence. So, as you know, as they continue, I think if they can do that more, you know, Southern swept us, and we felt like we probably had one of those games for sure. Got to let it get away from us. Washburn sweeps Southern, and then we sweep Washburn. Now, obviously, all those were at home. Each one of those institutions sweeping at home. But still, you know, the Cat's a tough place to play. It's one of the few natural surfaces left in the league now. Full infield and outfield. And so it's a tough place to play, and we continue to play like we have. You know, and we executed really well. I thought there were two or three times we got bunts down. First pitch, you know, it wasn't like a, you know, second or third attempt to get it down. Like, surprise people, got the bunt down where we were supposed to, situational hitting, moving guys over. There's just a lot of those little things that they're doing really, really well right now. And it's arguably still early in the year. So I think as they can continue that, build some momentum, get more comfortable in their skin every day, coaching staff and the players alike, it could be fun for the old Diamond Ballers.
We've had a pretty fun week, and we're blessed with great weather. But then on Sunday, you've got baseball playing over here in a game they win. You've got softball going up against a top 10 team in the country, pushing them to the limit in Augustana. That's a team that's getting better and better. It's one of those springs where it's like, you know, try to time that up, get out to see them, but you can hit both in the same day. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, and more are coming, right? Rosie hasn't got to play at home yet, so he will pretty soon. I think a couple of his matches line up with baseball games as well. April 12th, I would encourage everybody to circle that date. We've got home baseball, home softball, and the spring football game. And I'm sure people have seen some social media, but there's a lot of energy and enthusiasm in that program right now, too. And they've got two practices under their belt right there before spring break, what we're in right now. And they come back next week, and they'll practice every other day for whatever that is, up to 2.5 weeks for their 15 practices that culminates on April 12th with the spring ball. So that day, Saturday, April 12th, how many times can I say it?
April 12th, Saturday, April 12th.
You know, before it embraces people's minds here. Saturday, April 12th will be a fun day at Northwest Campus with home baseball, home softball, spring football game. So it could be kind of fun.
Right around the corner as we're talking with Director of Athletics, Andy Peterson. Appreciate coming on, talking with us. Last one I've got for you. NCAA tournament comes up. We don't have any Bearcat basketball into it. How invested are you as the chair of the national committee to have to kind of embrace all that right now, right?
I cut you off. I shouldn't have cut you off. You mentioned that I'm the chair of the national committee.
Chair of the national committee. So it's one of those, it's kind of, you know.
It's a lot of time. I will say that Sunday we talk about baseball and softball. I was in my office for 9 hours because it was looking at each region, bracketing each region. You know, the national committee, there's eight of us. It's the chair of each regional advisory committee is on the national committee. I'm the chair of that committee. So it was a long day Sunday putting that out. But it's just such high-quality basketball. And every year it goes through, it's just more impressive to me. You know, everybody's starting, I think, to realize that with what Coach McCollum and the former Bearcat Drake Bulldogs are doing now with a roster of quote-unquote D2 guys. I'll go on the record and say it again. They're not D2 guys. They're, you know, if you want to put labels on them, they're Division I kids and Division I coaches that have been employed and enrolled and participating at a Division II institution. And it's like that all over the country. It just is. I think we have been and we're spoiled and the beneficiaries of Coach Mack and his genius / crazy, whatever you want to call it, for a long time. But, man, it's like that everywhere. It truly is. I mean, Damon College out in Buffalo, those guys are undefeated. Coach Mike McDonald's actually on the committee with me. He's a WAP genius. I mean, you got Crutchfield down at Nova that they've won 80-some games in a row. And it's if you take those two rosters, I'm not saying they would win the Valley. I'm not saying they'd win the Ohio Valley. I'm not saying that. But I promise you they would compete. Those coaches would compete. Those rosters would compete. They wouldn't just get trounced. And there's a lot of schools like that out there. West Texas a couple years ago had an unreal roster. You go back to the Northern State roster that lost the national title game, that Fair State. I mean, there are so many quote-unquote D1 caliber athletes all over D2. They just value winning more than having the D1, you know, little nomenclature asterisk behind their name. Like, oh, I was a D1 athlete. Great. You lost 90% of your games and never had a chance to win a national title. That's the truth. Name for me one non-Power 5 school that's won a national title in Division I sports.
Colin. He's got nothing.
Give me one. I go Cal State. It's mainly baseball. Coastal Carolina, Cal State Fullerton. There's one a couple years ago, too. It's slipping me right now. Those are the ones other than that, it's Duke, North Carolina, Stanford. You know, UCLA. Yep. It is Power 5 school. The resources at that level, you really don't. Butler got close, right? Loyola Chicago. There have been a few that have been close. Has not happened. You know, if you value winning and want to be a part of a winning team and have that experience, and you're quote, on the bubble of being a D1, to go D2. I promise you your experience will be better than hoping to win your conference tournament and hoping to get in the national tournament and hoping to make a run. You can do that every single year, Division II, if you're on the right roster with the right kids, with the right coach, at the right institution that's willing to invest in athletics and support it. That's my TED Talk for today. Thanks for getting me fired up about that.
You're welcome. I didn't even try.
But, yeah, no, I am invested because I'll be at the Elite Eight. Yeah, we got to go because you got to Coach Chandler. Come on. But, yeah, I'll be at the Elite Eight, so I'm still invested. You can see me on TV if you want, Matt.
I will look for you on TV.
I'm not going to be running with you in the morning, sorry.
Yeah, you might be. Nope. Director of Athletics, Andy Peterson, with us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back. Northwest baseball coach, Tony Chandran.
Support for KXCV, KRNW, comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at NVB.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Northwest Missouri State Baseball coming off a series sweep over Washburn. We're joined by Northwest Missouri State head coach Tony Chandran. Coach, appreciate coming on and talking with us. And heck of a weekend overall for Northwest Missouri State. Now back-to-back series wins and a timely sweep of a very good Washburn team. It feels like your Bearcat squad is really finding its stride right now.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously we try to take things day by day in this program, but we're stringing some things together, and I think it's important for this group to see success. And quite frankly, it wasn't even, you know, our best baseball. We're still making some mistakes, and you know, good teams find a way to win. And we got a lot to learn yet about this team as we kind of progress throughout the season. But right now, obviously we feel pretty good about it, and it's a lot of fun to be around.
You know, we talked to you after the game, the series against Southern, and some disappointment there, obviously, but you competed for all three. What have you seen click since that series against Missouri Southern that you've won 5 of 6?
I think it's just kind of going back to our roots and you know, our system and the things that we believe in. And, you know, I kind of warned them that they'd run into this at some point where it's, you know, do you jump ship or do you stay course? And, you know, they trusted it. You know, and we just got back to work, and, you know, yeah, we were indoors a little bit. It's a little bit challenging at times, but it forces you to get back to the fundamentals of things, and that's really what we wanted to preach. Let's get back to what we hang our hat on. Let's try to execute that, and then let's see kind of how it plays out from there.
Now, of course, you'd love to be 17-0 right now. Who wouldn't? But the chance to face some adversity early on, as a first-year head coach, getting to know your guys, is there a little bit of like, I want to see how guys respond at certain times early so that maybe once you get into May and late in the season, you kind of know who's going to be able to step up at certain moments?
Yeah, for sure. I think as a coach, you're always taking inventory of that, for sure. And, you know, that's how you try to piece together your pitching staff and, you know, try to protect some guys and limit those opportunities early. And then once they've earned that, you kind of give it to them. But it's, you know, it's so individually based. But that's, yeah, that is. We want to be battle tested. We want to be challenged. We want to get down early so we can work on coming back. We just want to be in those. Every time we're in those situations, those are great learning opportunities, and that's something we'll certainly circle back and we talk about, and we want to make sure that we're even better next time we're in those situations.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State Baseball with head coach Tony Jandrin, a series sweep of Washburn tonight. The Bearcats get William Jewell on the road down in Liberty. Coach, three straight now where you score the go-ahead runs in the eighth inning or later to win it, of course, starting that series off with the walk-off win, actually in Topeka with that home run from Ashton Newman. But 4 of 9 wins, you've needed some late-inning heroics. Is that a nod to the approach for this group, or are some of these guys just wired a little bit different that, you know, eighth, ninth inning and beyond, they're going to come up with a clutch hit?
Yeah, I think one through nine working their tail off all game, and they're reaping the benefits late right now, and they're making it tough on pitchers, and that's good. I don't think they hang their head when they don't have success early. There's just no quitting these guys, and that's what I really appreciate, and I love coaching them because they don't play the scoreboard. They just go and play ball, and they just play loose, and then it doesn't bother them when they're down late. Because they know they can rattle something up in a hurry.
You know, we're going to talk a lot about the 1 through 4 hitters in your lineup throughout the season, but as you wrap that series up with Washburn, you're 7, 8, 9 in the order, go 6 for 11 with a couple homers, a double, 8 RBIs. I mean, you know the top's going to be good, but, man, that's a lot of depth you've got there.
Yeah, that's exactly what we preach on this program, and we wanted to be a power of numbers here and the strength of numbers to kind of to carry itself throughout the season. You can't rely on a few guys because it's a baseball. It's a game of failure and not always going to see it. And yeah, we're able to see our middle of the order that it wasn't extremely successful this week and you rattle off a sweep. So that's really exciting, and that we're able to find ways to win when, like you said, the top end is, getting a little bit outshined there by that bottom end.
When you get 15 walks in that series finale with the Ichabods, you had 12 on Sunday. Is that just kind of your preaching patience, or is that actively trying to, hey, let's wear these guys down and get deep into this bullpen?
Yeah, I think our guys just have really good awareness of the strike zone, something obviously we work on, and they carry it right over in the game. Those training habits just carry over, and that's something we take pride in for sure. We're certainly aggressive. We're just aggressive on the right ones. So certainly a result of our approach and the things that we do for sure.
Bearcats have won 5 of 6 again on the road with William Jewell tonight. Coach, we talk about the timely hitting and what this team's doing late, too. Now, the other side of that coin, too, is at times the bullpen running into a little bit of trouble. You've had 5 starts of 5 innings or more, and so trying to kind of piece that together as you go. Is that getting a feel a little bit for your bullpen right now and who can go in certain situations while also not trying to overuse guys or wear them down?
Yeah, for sure, and that's the most important thing. Your availability is the most important thing, so looking out for these guys' health, is especially this point in the year, is a huge priority for us and the coaching staff. But, we're certainly going to be seeing some different arms here tonight, and hopefully here throughout these couple midweek games as we get rolling into those. We got to show that strength in numbers just like we're doing on the position end with the pitching staff. And they've been ultra competitive after those first 2 weekends, a little bit of struggle early on, but they've been the mentality and the ability to attack guys have done a tremendous job. Yesterday we had 1 walk in that game, and when we earned 15, it was that's a huge part of that win yesterday.
That's not a bad ratio at all. And, you know, and so I feel like, too, watching this group this year, there's a lot of energy and there's a lot of enthusiasm that you don't always see through certain programs as you go throughout a season. But so one of those guys that brings it a lot is Leo May. We see him get out there and get an appearance against Washburn. And Ashton Newman's another two-way guy that got to pitch a little bit yesterday too. But how are you seeing some of these guys kind of step in? And they're everyday guys. They're going to plug into your lineup, but they can also step in and kind of be that jack of all trades.
Yeah, I mean, their energy is just contagious. I mean, Leo May's competitiveness is just through the roof. He really embraces those moments. He wants the balls and the ball in that moment. And, he's taken that opportunity and ran with it. And he hasn't been on the mound a ton for us, but like I said, he steps up to the occasion. And he embraces the heck out of that. And then Ashton, you know, he hasn't pitched since high school, and he's a senior in college right now, so he's kind of getting back in that groove. And he didn't start off great yesterday, but man, he really reined that thing in and had a pretty clean ninth. So it's exciting watching that. It's something, you know, we're not throwing these guys where they're uncomfortable. These are things that, you know, our coaches are all over. They're doing a tremendous job mixing and matching and getting them around, staying athletic, and most importantly, keeping them healthy.
You talked about probably seeing some different arms tonight. You've got a non-conference with William Jewell, then a pretty big series on the road with Pittsburgh State this weekend. How do you attack a non-conference midweek game? And you want to carry momentum, but do you also give some regulars a chance to take a day off?
Yeah, well, we've already looked at that, obviously, for today's game. We want to go out and compete and win every game, obviously, and we feel like there is some depth there, so there is going to be some different guys in there with some opportunities, but some of our core guys are still going to remain in there. We're going to compete. We're going to win. That's what this program is all about, and we're excited for that opportunity today.
Coach Jandrin, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Northwest Missouri State head coach Tony Jandrin with us. The Bearcats facing William Jewell tonight, and then three on the road at Pittsburgh State this weekend. That's going to wrap things up for us on this edition of the KXEV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe Bearcat Coaches Show. As again, Northwest Missouri State baseball playing terrific right now. They've won 5 of 6 on the road tonight with William Jewell. That's a 5 o'clock first pitch. And then this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Pittsburgh State. So a chance to continue to make some hay here in the MIAA as the Bearcats started off 0-3 with a few losses to Missouri Southern. But they picked up 3 big ones against Washburn and then back on the road this weekend. Again, Northwest Missouri State indoor track and field also competing at the national championships. That's coming up this weekend. That'll be in Indianapolis. We'll have a lot for you coming up next Tuesday as we break that down with head coach Brandon Masters. The Bearcats have put together some terrific performances at the national championship meets, both indoor and outdoor, over the last few years. So expecting to see some fireworks once again coming up this Thursday through Saturday. Also, Northwest Missouri State softball will be at home this weekend. On Friday, the Bearcats will be hosting Rogers State, 2 and 4 o'clock doubleheader at home. Also on Saturday, that'll be a noon and 2 o'clock doubleheader with Northeastern State as the Bearcats trying to rebound after a tough weekend against Augustana. And Bearcat tennis is wrapping up its spring break trip through the South. They started out in Texas, now in Oklahoma. Today they're matching up with Southeastern Oklahoma State in Durant, Oklahoma. Those matches got underway at about 11 o'clock this morning. We'll have the full results coming up for you during our 5:27 p.m. sportscast here on KXCV at KRNW. That'll do it for this week's edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Matt Tritton. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.